The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Experience lightning fast speeds and Sky's best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
And good tidings to you all on this Friday morning. It's Oliver Callan here until 10 o'clock this morning. Ryan is back on Monday, and I must warn you, I'm having that last day of school feeling. So, you know, you never know where we'll end up. The text is 51551 and the email is ryan@rte.ie. In fact, maybe I left school early because the weather was so lovely in Dublin and the East Coast that I went for the old takeaway pint, which is a novelty for me, I must say, because I'm saintly, as you know. And it felt just strange walking around by the sea with a plastic pint in your hand. It's like the festival. It's the pint without the festival. So is drinking in public places temporarily legal now, or is it just a sort of an Irish law at the minute where, you know, it's written down but not really enforced? But Paddy likes to know what the story is. So if you're legally inclined, what was the technical legal situation? Should I have been fined for walking around Dún Laoghaire with 568 millilitres of 4% alcohol? Still, pricey old pint now for the takeaway. But sure, we should be spending the money. The pubs have been closed for long enough, so not good. But sure, everything is more expensive now anyway because of shipping and because of Brexit and because of COVID and because, I don't know, Thierry Henry handled the ball. Whatever excuse you're having today. In fact, a painter told me that the price of paint will also be going up. And I asked him, what's that about? He says, China. There's no other explanation. It's just China, which is very, very loaded. So it's boom spending time. I think that's one of the reasons. There's a good atmosphere around the place, though, because it did feel good. There was nice weather, I say, on the east. I'm afraid to hear that there's a bit of drizzle still going on in the west. But there's good news on that, because lots of people in their 40s are getting vaccinated. And my own excitement is building. I'm 40, so freedom is on the way. And everyone is going, which one did you get? Oh, that's the good one. Oh, that's the, oh, you got that one. That's the Rolls Royce one. Oh, did you get that one? Oh, you got a hangover feeling, did you? Yeah, but maybe it was a hangover. No, that bottle of wine you had to celebrate the vaccine. No, okay. All right, you're just blaming that. Okay, I see. Not even the sore arms. What are you saying? You're better than the next person? And so on and so on it goes. Anyway, now to what's going on in the newspapers. Nearly every newspaper is covering the happy stories, which is about tourism and all the stuff we can look forward to. And it's actually one minister who's been very busy putting on the pilot shows and open to new ideas, but very low key in the media. And that's the Minister for Tourism, Culture, Arts, the Gaeltacht and Sport and Media, Catherine Martin. She's the Deputy Green Leader, and she certainly doesn't push herself forward, you know, and like lots of other ministers would be waving and shouting about it. But anyway, 70 million is being spent, according to the Irish Daily Mail this morning. And Sharon McGowan writes that the Cade Mhíle Fáilte will be getting a Cade Mhíle Euro and a bit more. 70 million in funding earmarked for four new big major tourist attractions located in Cavan, Mayo, Donegal and Dublin. They were selected out of 200 applications for all this funding. So Fáilte Ireland, it's a huge investment. And what's happening? Well, the largest chunk of funding is the Westport House and Estate. 20 million will be spent restoring the 300-acre site in County Mayo. In Cavan, a Discovery Centre to open at the Shannon Pot will feature an elevated viewing platform providing views over the Cavan Burren Park, which I didn't know existed. And there's a kind of a mock-up of what that's going to look like. It's kind of, you're sitting in amongst the top of the trees. It looks really cool. And probably the most eye-catching one of all is a funicular railway with loads of glass, and there's going to be a glass walkway in Donegal at Fort Dunree. And it's at the high fort there. And there will be a simulated flight experience in Dublin called This Is Ireland, which is a thing that's kind of open around the world where they're telling the stories of various countries. But this one is the aerial views. So you kind of get to experience, you're in that Fáilte Ireland ad, as it were, in Dublin. And they say this will create up to 8,000 jobs, with 300 million or thereabouts being generated for tourism. So good news there to bring you. And that's in all the papers, as I say, and there's some amazing photographs, because there's the walkway in Donegal kind of brings you on a walkway, a glass where the waves will be crashing in on top of you. So very, very exciting indeed. The Euro 2020 begins tonight, and there's an opening ceremony like no other, to use that terrible, terrible phrase. And we don't know, the Irish star tells us. We don't know if Bono and The Edge, because of course they've written and performed in the official UEFA song, We Are the People. They don't know if we're going to perform live at the thing, which is launching in Rome, by the way, or virtually, because it's all been kept under wraps and it's quite secretive. But Andrea Bocelli has announced via his twit machine that he's going to be performing live. He's going to be singing Nessun Dorma before the opening match, which is, of course, is Italy versus Turkey at the Olympic Stadium. And that's an unusual song, I would have thought, because, you know, Shakira used to be upbeat opening, but it's going to be, maybe it's just that emotional tint that, because the European version of the pandemic started off so tragically in Italy, and there might be just a tinge of that, and the best way to do it is Bocelli, because it's bookended with him singing on his own. Was it in Verona with his son last year? So anyway, I like the opening ceremonies of things. You know, they can be really bad, because the London 2012, that's the gold standard, I think, of opening nights. It's something you'd watch again, actually. I don't know if it would continue on. Maybe not all 6 hours of it. Maybe not the Spice Girls. But, you know, the Danny Boyle directed thing. Where am I going with this? I don't know. It's Andrea Bocelli. It's going to be good. And there's going to be football. But in actual fact, in Rome, now I remember where I was going, the city's mayor there has said, symbol of a new beginning, but there isn't much buzz, because obviously you can only do 25% capacity in the stadiums. And people are still, you know, morose over what it's done to hospitality over there and tourism, and also the fact that it's still going on and there is the Delta variant, which is ripping around the place. And don't even mention the Olympics, because we don't know if that's going to happen, if it's going to happen safely or not. But anyway, in Italy, I thought this was interesting. The largest fan zone in Europe is at the Piazza del Popolo in Rome, and they're going to have 1,700 fans in there, and they could be able to watch their own team, Italy. Not a huge amount of hopes for Italy, but that they could well win, because the Euros are a strange competition. I remember I backed Portugal in 2016. They were 50-1. They won it out. Remember with the moths? And then Ronaldo had to be stretchered off in tears. But he was crying for himself, of course. Now, one other way out of the thing, apparently in the film world, is going to be musicals. They are our way back and our route out of lockdowns, apparently. And Paul Whittington in the Irish Independent is writing today that In the Heights, which is opening, it's Lin-Manuel Miranda, he of Hamilton fame. His first musical was actually In the Heights, way back in 2008 on Broadway, and it's set in the Dominican New York neighbourhood of Washington Heights, and residents are sent half mad by the news that a winning lottery ticket has been sold in the local shop, which sounds like the most Irish thing ever, doesn't it, when there's a winning lotto ticket in a village, except they're all very sexy Dominican people and they dance, whereas we just look like, you know, pieces of timber rubbing against each other when we try to dance in this country because we've no sense of rhythm. And anyway, that's film version is being launched now. And Paul Whittington, he just points out that after the Great Depression, the kind of way out of it in the 30s were via Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers films like Top Hat, Flying Down to Rio. We're now in a kind of an era of musicals, because Hamilton was the most streamed movie of 2020 on Disney+, even though it was just a stage version filmed, as it were. And what's coming up? Well, you have the Broadway version, a film version of Wicked, and James Corden's all-singing Cinderella, and Steven Spielberg's remake of the 50s classic West Side Story, which I thought was a fine film anyway. And James Corden, he's Marmite-y, isn't he? He's Marmite. By Marmite, I mean, like, nobody likes Marmite. Do you know? Like, I mean, I don't know anyone who says, Marmite, yummy. No, nobody says that. And the texts are already coming in. No sunshine all week in the southeast. Cloud, drizzle and wind, says that texter, 51551. The text machine is very populated by specific weather reports from around the country. You could nearly close Met Aaron and just get, you know, forget the weather station. Just tell us what type of rain you're getting in that part. I mean, southeast, I thought we were doing well in the east and the Midlands, but not so, it seems. Now, another way out of lockdown is through dating and through romantic notions with one another. And RTE are looking for people to apply for their brand new celebrity dating show. So are you single, or perhaps you know someone who's looking for love? Then this is the news. RTE have announced a casting call and they're producing a brand new celebrity dating show for RTE2. Most of the details are yet to be revealed, but we do know that they're looking for guys, girls, gay, straight, aged 18 to early 40s to take part. The show's been produced by Alley Cats TV. They're going to film in different locations around the summer, strictly adhering to COVID safety regulations, of course. And if you are wanting to get involved and find love while making a show of yourself or taking yourself really seriously, they take it all. Dating@alleycats.tv. Dating@alleycats.tv. Now, one thing that you probably wouldn't be doing on a date is drinking non-alcoholic Guinness. What? Yeah, because non-alcoholic Guinness Stout 0.0% is being launched in Ireland from mid-July. It's the thing nobody wanted. I mean, there are lots of very tasty non-alcoholic beverages on the market. I've tried some of them. I've done the best part of a year alcohol-free, and very nice ones that I can't even think of now. But good, kind of, if you steer towards kind of German, it's Erdinger. Erdinger is the one that is delicious because you think you're drinking beer. And if you're among people who are drinking, do you know if you're not drinking and you have drank in the past and you're among people, you kind of get the buzz of being drunk without being drunk. There's no hangover and you feel great and very, very up on your high horse. Yes, this Diageo's non-alcoholic stout is to be available in Irish pubs from mid-July. It will be in supermarkets and off licences from the end of August. It's taken 4 years to develop this thing, and the makers claim it looks and tastes the same as a regular pint, with alcohol being the only thing that is missing. We say with our eyebrows very much raised, because this echoes of Bro. Remember they released that white Guinness, they called it. Then there was Guinness Mid-Strength, which I haven't seen or heard of since. And I mean, lately there's the kind of Rockshore thing, which is very popular. I think that's when the big beer companies realise, oh no, we're in trouble. People are drinking these craft, small brewery things because they have nice tastes. And then they decided sneakily making brands that kind of looked like they were, you know, a bit crafty. But, you know, it tastes like rain, basically, doesn't it? Like rock, it just tastes like rain, but it's very subjective, very subjective. The Marmite text has begun. You are wrong. I'm sitting here having just finished my third piece of Marmite toast. Marmite is a love or hate issue. People have strong feelings about it, and for Australians, Vegemite has the same connotations, says Megan Leitrim. Hi to Megan Leitrim, who's quite strongly minded about Marmite. Yeah, well, you're the first person, Meg, in fairness, who likes Marmite. But you're over in Leitrim and you know, people are different there. Good different, but different. Speaking of things that taste lovely, I had a very nice card in from Jenny Wren. She's calling herself Creative Chocolate by Jenny Wrens. And she's given me a lovely box of toast, how to toast marshmallows. And there's even a guide of how to toast, making your own s'mores. Or is it s'mores? S'mores? Or s'mores, the American thing, because it conjures up those nice images of kind of Steven Spielberg's 80s, you know, where the family are sitting around the campfire. Anyway, it's got a telescopic fork and everything. You can stick it in the fire pit, but not too close to the fire pit, because Jenny Wren tells me 20 centimetres above the heat source, do not hold the marshmallows in the flame. And what you do is you get the dairy, you get the chocolate digestive, which is our version of what the Americans called graham crackers. Graham crackers, that's right. So you put that chocolate side up, and then you break a dairy milk in half, put that on a plate, and then you get stick your marshmallow over 20 centimetres and no more over the heat surface, you see, and you rotate away until they're golden brown. Then you let it cool slightly because it will be hot. They have to put this stuff in now because people probably sue if you burnt your fingers on a marshmallow you've toasted yourself. It's the world we live in. And then you put the marshmallow on top of the chocolate digestive, and then you put the dairy milk on top of it, then you put another chocolate digestive and this lovely, lovely sandwich of sugar, and you'll only be buzzing, and you can enjoy that with your non-alcoholic stout if you're that way inclined. By the way, if you are going out and about, creativechocolate.ie. It was a lovely box and would make a very nice gift if you want to send a summary gift to somebody. Very nice. And thank you, Jenny Wren, for all the nice things you put in the card. Yes, if you're going out this weekend, and this was something that Ryan had mentioned previously, because Katia Valado has put together a really comprehensive list of outdoor seating and restaurants and cafes all over the country, properfood.ie. And she reminds us that she runs an Instagram page, instagram.com/lastminutetable.ie. Dublin. Instagram.com/lastminutetabledublin. What does she do? Well, if you're a restaurant goer in Dublin and you're cancelling your table, you know, you can't make it to the table, DM that place on Instagram and she will share to help someone else take your place so nobody loses out. And similarly, if you're a restaurant and you've got capacity or someone that's cancelled on you, tag Katia there and she will share and people will go running off to enjoy the great outdoors that we have in our lovely outdoor summer, and it's going to be very nice weather in a lot of places, around the place. Yes, what is this here? The latest excuse I got for a delayed item was the ship blocked in the Suez Canal. Yes, Brexit is so last year, says Patrick in County Louth. There are fierce excuses. Things are slow. Things are getting very more expensive and so on. The golden age is long gone. Speaking of the golden age, the Golden Girls, if that's your thing, kind of Grace and Frankie, you know, before Grace and Frankie, there was the Golden Girls. It is coming to Disney Plus this July. And it's amazing, of course. It's an award-winning sitcom. Didn't know how long it went for. 1985 to 1992, 180 episodes. And it is incredible, of course. It's about the lives of four single middle-aged women who share a house in Miami Beach, Florida. You know, you've got Dorothy, you've got Blanche, Sophia, and Betty White. Betty White, she's still with us, isn't she? As Rose. And it's very, very funny. And it's just great. Won all the awards, Disney Plus in July. So if we get a terrible July and you need to watch telly, that is a very good solution. Very good solution. And very briefly before I go to a little bit of a tune, because things are running away on me here this morning. Phil Lynott Film is out today. Breakout Pictures tweets, today's the day. Phil Lynott, Songs for While I'm Away. It hits the cinemas today, June 11th. So get the showtimes around the place. Entertainment.ie. Always very good for showtimes and cinemas, because we can get excited about cinemas again. Oh, it's amazing. And someone's already complaining that about dancing and saying, did I hear you correctly? The Irish people can't dance, have no rhythm, dance like two tree trunks. How about Irish dancing and our culture of dance? River dance? I am mystified, says Jer. Yeah, you know, there's the really upright dancing that you do. You don't touch or go near anyone. That's kind of very plankish, no? Isn't it? No? Okay. River dance was kind of the sexy version of Irish dancing and, you know, glittery shirts and all that, and leather pants version of Irish dancing. I'm not going to win this contest. It's just me. Okay, just put it down to me. I can't dance. There, I've said it. It's 20 past nine. And, you know, although we continue to wash our hands, there's no need to say wash your hands because we all know it now. We thank Joe Duffy. We salute him for his service because today he is retiring. Is that correct? Is he retiring? We don't know. We're just going to pretend. He said he was going to retire. 5-1. 551, wash your hands. So this song goes out to you, Joe. We salute you. Place your hands, Reef. Great tune, great tune. Now, to set the record straight, Joe Duffy's not retiring. He's retiring the phrase 51551, wash your hands. Put the hard crossways on me there. Apologies, Joe. You're not retiring. So people can stop texting in terror and fear. And also, you can stop telling me that Marmite indicates there's divided opinion. I do know that. That's what, you know, because I mentioned James Corden being Marmite. But, do you know what I mean? I was being sarcastic. Anyway, not good. But apparently Marmite is food for gods. Nothing better than coffee and butter and Marmite toast in the morning. Also coming from lovely Leitrim. What's going on in Leitrim? They love Marmite. Is that a thing in Leitrim? Also, on the subject of James Corden, Kieran says, if you get a chance, you should really see One Man and Two Governors from the National Theatre. So I think he's referring, that's how he landed in America on Broadway, because he was so fantastic in that. I'm not, I don't have anything particularly against him, because Gavin Stacey is very good. Just too much of anyone is just, you know, it's never good. Why it's good that I only do this occasionally and that this is my last day and everything. Okay, we have a competition for Just Eat. Yes, I'm scared about this because we know how quizzes end on this show. It's a sunny weekend, so you want to give yourself a night off from cooking. You want to put away the mammy salad and get something yummy. Yes, we've got two €50 Just Eat gift cards to give away with contact-free payment and delivery right across Ireland. Simply tap the Just Eat app and enjoy one of your favourite local takeaways delivered straight to your door. So if you fancy the 3-in-1 or a posh pizza or a chippy tea, get in touch and play the scary, ridiculous quiz and call us on 1850 715 900 to be in with a chance to win your dinner. 1850 715 900. We will do the Just Eat quiz for the €50 later on this morning. Yes, indeed. Now, we had a great reaction to the Noonan brothers, Daryl and Cormac, who came in and talked about their struggles in their past and how they're going school to school now, telling people how to, you know, helping people get over mental health struggles and, you know, don't be so hard on yourself and so on. And there was an amazing reaction. So I want to give you some of it. 51551, by the way, is our text, ryan@rte.ie is the email. Daryl and Cormac were inspiring. Hopefully they will help many young people with their endeavours. They were always a great family. From someone who went to school with them. Best wishes to them and their family, says that texter there. Good morning. It was great to listen to these guys. I'm celebrating 25 years sober today. I fully agree that the heart of addiction, mine anyway, is a deep set belief that I was not loved. Whether or not it was true, I think that is what every addict is searching for, self-acceptance and love. And that's from Sheila. Thanks a million, Sheila. Amazing young men. An inspiring interview. I hope this will be heard by all. They're a credit to themselves and their family, says Mary in Galway. Hear, hear to all the Noonans. And heartiest congratulations to those two wonderful young men. They need to spread this message to youngsters. There's so much abuse of alcohol and drugs happening around the place. Life is very pressurised for youngsters. So best wishes to those two young men from a Galway listener. And they are, as we say, spreading that message to young people in schools. wolfacademy.ie, just to give that a shout out. You can see what they do with the book, the podcast and touring around schools. We're going to be talking about kids' TV shows and an opportunity to get involved and get the kids involved in TV shows after the break. And 51551 is the text. Definite Leaving Cert weather in Kildare, says this Leaving Cert supervisor who calls himself K. I don't know if they're kind of going K, as in, is that okay? Anyway, that's terrific news about the Golden Girls. They were the original Sex and the City. Love them. Can't wait for their return, says Robert in Galway. Yeah, Sex and the City. I suppose they were doing that thing that no one else was doing, talking about stuff that no one else was talking about. And there were four women doing it for themselves and talking about bed hopping, weren't they? Certainly Blanche was, anyway. Hi, Oliver. We did the family draw last night for the Euros. All eight of us. Three teams each. And yes, I'm the envy of all my big kids as I got England, Italy and Germany. So it could be on for the few bob in the pot. Come on, the Euros, says Sinead in Kildare. Well, England are the favourites. And do the favourites ever win the Euros? I'm not so sure. And, you know, they're up for their big revenge mission on Sunday because it kind of begins for us, I suppose. England versus Croatia on Sunday.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back. It's Oliver Callan here in for Ryan. 51551 is the text. Hi, I really enjoyed the interview with the boys. They are the Noonan brothers from yesterday. They're terrific. But please give a big shout out to the parents of these boys who must have been to hell and back, says Mary. Well, absolutely. Katrina and Michael Noonan. We mentioned them yesterday, but they are only saints they are. So the Noonans, we wish them all very well. I'm nearly after having a stroke when you said Joe Duffy was retiring. I would have no one to talk to. A legend, says this texter, who so frustrated, never left a message. A name or anything like that. Do not worry. Let us reiterate. Joe is not retiring. He's retiring the phrase. 51551. We've probably destroyed Liveline for the day now, have we? This is just like... Anyway, we have a lovely message of hope here. Dear Oliver, please mention this positive tale. June 1st, I was swimming on Ballyhealy Beach, County Wexford. I lost my car key on the beach. Everything was in the car. It was a minor disaster. Two men, Sparky from nearby Kilmore Potatoes and his friend Aaron, were very helpful. Sparky lent me his mobile phone and produced some freshly laundered clothing, and Aaron started combing the beach. Members of Wexford Masters Sea Swimming Club who were training on the beach joined in. I never got the name of the boy with the swimming club who found the key, but everyone was so kind and so supportive. Please make time to express my profound gratitude to all, says Donal Windrum. So absolutely, that's a story about lovely things happening there. And Donal Windrum's Mr. Bean moment from the Wexford beach was solved by Sparky and Aaron and all the lovely people at the Wexford Masters Sea Swimming Club. We'll have a bit of this. I love this. And Jim Capaldi there. Love hurts. Like a bit of that. Now, I want to read out this email. Hi, Oliver. I just wanted to get in touch to say I was listening to Breed Dunlan last week's show. You might remember Breed shared her experience of being diagnosed with breast cancer last July. She told us about the Irish charity Look Good, Feel Better and how that helped her feel like it was her real self despite going through the intense treatment there. This email goes on to say, I was in my car waiting for my radiotherapy appointment at the time when I was listening to the interview. I thought Breed spoke so well and I could identify with a lot of what she shared. I found a lump in my breast at Christmas and I've gone through my cancer treatment during this pandemic. I've been isolating because of COVID, of course, which has made everything so much harder. I've had to face every appointment on my own. I never got the chance to meet others going through the same treatments, same emotions and fears, the cancer comrades as such. But I did avail of the wonderful HSE services and cancer charity assistances. I took part in a Look Good, Feel Better Zoom and I thought it was excellent. It gives you a boost and makes you feel really good about yourself. So important when you're going through something that's so, so draining. I'm heading in the right direction now and I'm on the road to recovery, says Emma. And we are glad to hear that you're on the road to recovery. We wish you all the best. And by the way, thanks to everybody who sent in, who made calls, texts and emails after we spoke to Breed and were so moved by it. And that website again, lookgoodfeelbetter.ie for anybody going through that. We hear you and we're thinking of you. Welcome back. 51551 is the text. Oliver, I was introduced to Marmite and Vegemite in New Zealand. It's a yeast treat. Yummy. Not really selling it to me. At one time, the Australian gift was attempting to ban it. Australian government, I think, was attempting to ban it because it can be used to make alcohol, says Anne in Sunny Can. Oh, Anne, we're jealous of you, but not of the Marmite, to be fair now. You can have that. Oliver, have you heard Cher sing Love Hurts? It's beautiful. By far my favourite rendition. Her voice just makes it, says Rachel. I love Cher. Love Hurts. Loads of people have done that song. There's a Roy Orbison song, which is a version of it, which is very beautiful. A bit slower. That's why the Jim Capaldi one is more of a bopper this morning. And this person says, listening to the Noonan Brothers yesterday, people need to realise that contentment is the ultimate goal in life. Once you realise that, you're off the race rat wheel, says Martina in Galway. Yes, contentment rather than looking for the big American dream and the happiness. What? Somebody says, love does not hurt with that disco beat, says Kira. Love does not hurt with that disco beat. Is that kind of a, you know, that's a Marmite-y text, isn't it?